Fourth straight season, you guys have played these guys in the season opener, but the first time in the series that you got the win. How does it feel to come on the road and get this done here tonight?
It feels real good. It feels really, yeah. This is a team that out-bullied us last year and just completely wiped us off our home court, and I think beat us by 30. So for the girls to show up today ready to go and to come out with a win at their place against a good athletic team is feels good.
Yeah, so when it comes to, you know, like executing the game plan against a team like AP, how did that go for you guys tonight? I know it was kind of, you know, press both ways, right? You guys put the press on them a little bit and seemed to kind of disrupt a lot of things on their end.
Yeah, we're trying to slow them down a little bit. They're quick and athletic. They want to run. They want to get out. They want to get transition buckets. So we were hoping that we could slow them down a little bit. But I thought we handled their press and their pressure a lot better than we did last year at this time. So that's a good sign. Just the game plan was to, you know, get up. I think we played a zone against them the majority of the game last year, and they've made that transition to be able to get up and try to guard somebody and keep some buckets off the board.
Yeah, and so when it comes to shooting in this one, you didn't necessarily light it up. You shot 31% from the game, but 40% from three-point range, 9 of 22 in Jordan Valley. Oh, man, she had some deep ones. So did Brooklyn Valley. I mean, is that the best shot sometimes if they have that range? You know, no one's guarding you, just, you know, kind of put it up like that. Yeah. What do you think about that?
Yeah, absolutely. They know. I mean, they've got good shot selection is number one. So if it's a good shot, they know it's a good shot for them. And if it's a good shot for you, it's a good shot for our team. So they both hit some really big shots. Brooklyn's, I thought, getting her going out of the start of the second half and her hitting that three in the corner and her seeing that go down was huge. But on top of, you know, making some threes, I tell you what, Charlie and Lily got in and they rebounded. They rebounded their butts off. So I think I've got shoot Lily for like 15 rebounds and Charlie 9 or 10. So they did a great job. It's been a focus since our scrimmages of boxing out and going and getting the ball, and they did a really nice job of doing that tonight.
You bet. And down the stretch, I know you would have liked to hit more free throws, right?
Absolutely.
But when it comes to being able to execute and hold AP off the board, I mean, they were getting a lot more possessions, but still you were able to play a good sound defense there down the stretch.
Yeah, and that's what I told them. So what? We've got a 9-point lead. So you miss a free throw, go get another stop. Do what we've done the whole game. Go work on the defensive end. Only allow one shot, make them miss, and then go get it. So didn't matter if we were scoring on this end. We just had to keep them from scoring on their end.
And for a team like this, this can be a huge boost for you guys confidence-wise going forward, right? I mean, what a gutsy win to come on the road to start your season. I mean, you can only go up from here, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Like I said, that team, you know, kind of put us in our place last year and made us go back and work on some things, but to have a team that kind of pressured us down the stretch and was trying to do some things to cause us to lose the game, and we came out with the win, is huge growth for this group.
You bet. Any final thoughts you'd like to share before we wrap up tonight?
We just appreciate you following us. Appreciate you getting it back to the home. We're on the road a couple more times. We'll be home December 6th, so hopefully we'll fill that gym and get some people in our home gym.
You bet. That's Miranda Stafford, head coach of the Hampton Dumont Cowgirls basketball team. Appreciate the time, and congrats on the win.
Thank you.